From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Zimbabwe's longtime leader Robert Mugabe was sworn in for another term as president today despite an international outcry about the legitimacy of his election. Marwick Kamalo headed a team of election observers from the Pan-African Parliament who monitored Zimbabwe's presidential runoff. He says the election was tainted by the campaign of violence against opposition supporters.
The mission concludes that the current atmosphere prevailing in the country did not give rise to the conduct of free, fair, and credible elections.
Kamalo says many of the ballots that were cast were purposely spoiled as a sign of protest. For his part, Mugabe indicated he's willing to talk at some point with the opposition.
Indeed, it is my hope that sooner rather than later, we shall, as diverse political parties, hold consultations towards such serious dialogue as will minimize our differences and enhance the area of unity and cooperation between us.
Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai says he believes Mugabe's party may be ready for talks on a power-sharing arrangement. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice got a first-hand look today at the area of China that was devastated by an earthquake last month. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Secretary Rice surveyed a collapsed gymnasium and a temporary housing settlement for quake survivors in Dujiangyan City during her four-hour stay in Sichuan Province. She praised the Chinese government's response to the disaster as attentive, but added that with such a massive crisis, no one can do it alone. She said that China's efforts looked good in comparison to those of China's neighbor Myanmar, where the ruling junta initially refused foreign aid. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Fire crews are making some progress as they try to contain the largest and most stubborn of the hundreds of wildfires burning in Northern California. The blazes have charred more than 500 square miles of land. Christina Onestad of member station KXYZX has more.
The fires in Northern California have destroyed 29 homes and threaten over 7,000 residences. Several communities are under evacuation orders and warnings. In Mendocino County, some firefighters have been working on fires with little sleep for over a week. Meanwhile, fire crews from other states are helping to fight the blazes. CAL FIRE reports over 18,000 personnel are working on the Northern California fires. In Monterey County, the Los Padres National Forest may be the most widely affected area at over 60,000 acres with an estimated cost of $37.1 million. In Mendocino County, 35,000 acres are burning. Officials report the fires are 20% contained. The cost is more than $7 million and growing. For NPR News, I'm Christina Onestad in Philo, California.
This is NPR News from Washington. Levees along the rain-swollen Mississippi River did their jobs today. No more were breached or overrun, but the river is expected to crest later this week in southeastern Missouri at more than 10 feet above flood stage. That would put thousands more acres of farmland in jeopardy. Pakistan's top Taliban commander is threatening to retaliate against Pakistan's new government after Pakistani military forces went on the offensive this weekend, striking at militant positions near the border with Afghanistan. A NATO spokesman today said Afghanistan cannot be secure as long as insurgents can operate freely from safe havens on the Pakistani side of the border. American cyclist Floyd Landis finds out tomorrow if he'll be able to reclaim his Tour de France title or not. Landis appealed after an arbitration panel ruled that he used performance-enhancing drugs during his victory. Frank Browning reports from Paris.
Landis came in first in 2006, but then after the race he was disqualified because tests showed enough testosterone in his blood for, as one English critic put it, a gang of London street toughs. Landis has maintained he merely has always had high testosterone levels. On Monday, the Court of Sports Arbitration will rule on his appeal of a judgment against him by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, which will determine whether he can keep the 2006 trophy. Testing for others this year will be tougher than ever, with Belgian sprinter Tom Boonen already eliminated for traces of cocaine in his blood, and last year's putative tour winner Alberto Contador linked to a Spanish doping ring. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
For the first time in 44 years, Spain has won a major soccer title. Spain downed Germany today 1-0 to take the European Championship. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。